A 567 problem solving story. Solving the common core problem. I walked into this client over 28 years ago as a result of a fax generated lead. He listened to what I had to say and signed up. He had a business that he had started from scratch, and like a true entrepreneur, he had no idea what he'd gotten into. He dropped out of high school in his sophomore year, took a job where he learned how to repair alternators and generators. But being the bright guy that he was, he figured he could do it just as well and with higher quality results than his employer produced and make more money at the same time. He knew nothing about running a business. But by the time I got to him, he had been in business 10 years and had 30 employees. He was making some money, usually enough to pay himself, his bills, and live another week. We all know this kind of struggling business. He knew he needed to improve his business performance, but he didn't know how. He had no real management structure in place to hold people accountable for performance, and his place of business was both a fiscal and physical mess. Chaos and disorganization was the order of the day. So my job was to help him organize his business, bring some structure where there was none, and to figure out a way to improve his business and its profits. This was not what 567 problem solving terms a wicked problem. Rather, it was a very difficult problem. So I used a training program that I called the War on Waste to bring some problem solving skills to his employees. Very soon our teams figured out that we could create a number of work cells. These cells could tear down and reassemble the alternators, generators, and starters, the cores. The design of these cells was created in conjunction with input from all employees, and we had the factory producing at 3 times previous production by the end of the second month. We got the cells of these common cores into full production, and productivity increased to a constant 10 times the original numbers. We were really excited about all this. We had addressed the Common Core business and had it humming smoothly along. After we got the cells operating, we collected the following report that we call the World Record Report. This was an amazing result. It showed that the team was producing 134 units to start after we had created the work cells. And over the next 30 working days, they ended up with a world record of 296 units. From where they were when we started day one, around 30 units a day, we grew production to almost 300 per day. This world record report was used both as a monitoring report of daily production and became a driver to optimize production by a workforce that thrived in the continuous improvement environment. Interestingly, what we learned in short order that this was not a remanufacturing business, but a common core optimization business. The core was the physical, non-working unit that was removed from the car. When it was turned in by a customer or mechanic, a replacement unit was supplied to replace it. So for the common cores, the 5% of the products that generated 67% of the business, it looked like a remanufacturing business. The cells managed the common core business and told the owner what cores he should order. The owner's job then became one focused on optimization of this inventory because the production process was taking care of itself. We trained him to think, quote, different, unquote. And he learned very well. It made sense to him. His focus was on what mattered most. While we were working at his business, we identified another very profitable opportunity. The cores that comprise the 95% of the parts that only generate 35% of the company revenue could become an opportunity to generate a highly profitable business niche. And that was a real test of our problem-solving skills. and we'll cover that in another article. Dealing with the common cores was a major achievement. There was no other remanufacturing business that operated this way in the United States. It turned the business into a very profitable operation, which the owner sold 4 years later. We focused on the process and figured out a way to use a number of problem-solving tools that we never figured to use before we got started on this project. You can read more about the 567 problem-solving in my recent book with Craig Humphreys with the same name, 567 Problem-Solving, How to Solve Wicked Problems Correctly. To buy the book, go to www.createspace.com/757-6878. By the way, if you want a 40% discount, you can call me at 510-520-8011, and I'll give you a code that allows you to buy the book at a 40% discount. Thank you very much.